All right, this song goes out to my son, Aubrey. Aubrey Napoleon Hill. He's my little miracle man. He once was born blind, but now he can see. See, you might not know it, but my son was born blind. Helpless in his infancy as I stood there crying. I wasn't man enough to pray on my knees until the pain of his suffering knocked me to my knees. And from on the ground, and from this new perspective, I started noticing his eyes weren't the only ones that was defective. I was so spiritually blind, you could have called me Batman. Financially successful, but still a bitter man. Used and abused by ex-employees and fools. Unable to forget and ever let loose. And then it happened, virtually overnight, my wife decided to get her mind right. And she prayed for my son, she prayed for my son. She wouldn't let go, cause she made my son. And she said by his stripes he was already healed. I thought to myself, great, now my wife is ill. Mentally, why can't she just accept the prognosis that the doctors had read her? When they told her that he was gonna be blind, why couldn't she just accept that with her mind? What was wrong with this woman that I had married? Just because in her stomach for 9 months she carried this boy, why couldn't she accept the fact that he was blind? And just that was that, but she served the living God while I just served a facade that I pretended to be real. While she had something she could feel, somehow she found the faith needed to move a mountain. While I was in the background shouting, filling her mind with disbelief as she prayed for little Aubrey. See, she knew that Aubrey would see. Regardless of what the doctor said, she knew what would be. And so a few months later when he opened his eyes, my wife seemed to be the only one not surprised. Dear Jesus, as I conclude this thesis, I want to tell you how deep down I need you, and how much I want to thank you for sending my baby who came here to save me. Because my wife is special, she's one in a billion. My love for her goes from the floor to the ceiling. She's the best mother that the world's ever had. Vanessa, you're incredible, and that's that.